Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Friday?
Like tomorrow?
It's Friday. Is that tomorrow?
Yeah, Friday's tomorrow, man. It's open line Thursday.
Okay, well then, yes, tomorrow.
Tomorrow. What's tomorrow?
Engagement photos. Want to hear something even funnier than that? I found out about it last night.
What? How did you not know?
It's kind of popped on me at the last minute. It was just like a, hey, so don't forget the photographer, me, you, Friday night.
You were never told about this before now?
Not once.
Would your lovely fiance disagree with that assessment?
She would not, because apparently she didn't know we were doing it.
Oh.
It was like a casual conversation about, like, this is when we could first do it, but there wasn't like a firm date she didn't think
set up. It wasn't finalized.
And then we found out through the old wedding planner.
Oh, hello.
Hey. When you guys meet with your photographer on Friday, make sure you talk about these things.
This is, in part of this industry, which is, you know, propped up and a little bit nonsensical, to be honest with you, which is just sort of a, weddings used to be kind of this measuring stick of wealth and opulence to sort of demonstrate it, and then it trickled down into the regular folks, so everybody overspends, and you're going through it now. Anyway, this is one of those things that is not for the dude. This is just not for you. You need to have a great attitude about it. I'll tell you this right now.
Yes.
If your attitude isn't top-notch, and not just to pretend that it's that you care,
correct,
you had better be on point.
So this is how it went yesterday. So among some of the conversations we had, I realized that very quickly.
You need, oh, man.
So I'm in the car with the fiance. We're driving after we find out about this. And she goes, so where do you want to do it at? Do you want to go to D.C.? To, like, the monuments? Do you want to go to Old Town Alexandria? Do you want to go to... And she names, like, a bunch of places, all of which are, like, a drive.
Did you say, I don't care?
So, no, I didn't do that.
Oh, thank goodness.
I said, you know, it doesn't really matter to me. I said, I want to go wherever you want to go. I said, this is, you know, a once-in-a-lifetime deal, and I'm sure you've always kind of imagined these pictures somewhere, so you tell me. And then she said, well, I kind of... Then she kind of leaned toward... either Old Town or D.C. And I said, I think D.C.'s a little bit cliche. So then I did give an opinion, weirdly. But I said, but I'm happy to do it. Like, because we were thinking about Lincoln Memorial or something.
Right, right, right.
I was like, I feel like a lot of people probably do that. But I'll do that. I said, I like Old Town Alexandria a lot with the cobblestone and things. She's like, yeah, I like that too. And then she's like, well, what should we wear? And in my mind, I go, well, jeans and a button down. She's like, let's do formal. And I was like, well,
oh, buddy.
Okay, we could do
formal. It's not going to be cool outside, probably.
I don't really have anything to wear anymore. That's another problem. The suit that I bought, because all my other suits don't fit, now is starting not to fit that well.
So I wore jeans and a sweater. So, like, kind of, because we did it in the fall, kind of like all
a
weather
nubby sweater?
Type stuff. No, no, no. It's nice. It's a very nice sweater, if I can say that.
Can you say that?
Yeah,
guy?
I'll show you.
I'd like to see the sweater.
I'll show you. Give me a second.
Did it have elbow patches?
No.
I think I want to go jeans and a button down dress shirt. What did you wear?
I didn't do it.
What do you mean?
We didn't do our engagement pictures.
You didn't do them?
Yeah.
How'd you get out of that? The date?
Our save the date was just a regular card because our original time was in October and there was a really bad rainstorm that weekend, so we couldn't do it. Our makeup date was in November and there was an ice storm, so we couldn't do it then. And then Leanne tried to reschedule it for the spring. And the day that we did it, there was like 60-mile-per-hour wind, so we just never did them.
Sounds like,
but you intended to do them. It was on the docket.
I didn't want to do them, and
someone
I made it clear that I didn't want
to do them. It was either Mother Nature or the Lord Himself. I'm not sure.
Someone heard my prayers because I didn't want to.
Well, your trade off were the guys shirtless coming in during the ceremony.
I mean, that was so much.
I want everyone
that
to
was
know
fun
this.
For me.
I'm gonna have the best attitude ever.
You're not.
I am going. Look, I am. I'm going to show up.
Your smile better be as genuine as these. Look at that photo of me. Look how happy I am to be there. You see that?
You look happy.
I'm thrilled to be in that spot.
Where are you? Why is there graffiti behind you?
So it's street graffiti right there, man.
Okay.
It's on the Lower East Side where we lived in NYC.
Nice shoes. I'm going to be the happiest guy ever tomorrow.
You best be.
Well, yeah.
I'm just gonna be big smiling booming face guy.
Unless you're wearing a suit, and then that's gonna be miserable.
Well, again, I can wear a suit if you want me to look kind of disheveled and like I'm wearing a suit that isn't.
You should not wear a suit. I'm just gonna throw that out there. Yeah. You should wear jeans and a button down.
I think that's what I'm doing. So then she says, well, maybe she'll get a dress for this, or she has a dress for this. I said, okay, great. You go sundress.
Wear your dress.
I'll go jeans and a shirt. My thing is, she keeps saying, like, oh, I don't want to do any of those, like, you know, cheesy pictures where we're like laying on the ground looking up at each other.
That's what engagement photos are.
However,
yeah,
my prediction is she's saying she doesn't want to do that. And then when we get there, she's like, well, we should have one of these.
It's going to be covered in queso.
Exactly.
The whole thing is cheese.
I think that she's actually going to feel it a little bit. Like, she likes to give off a vibe like, you know, I don't want to be in one of these couples doing these wacky pictures. But then I think we're going to have a lot of wacky pictures. But I think most fiancés are probably like that, where they're like, we'll just be us. Let's just go out there, and we won't do any weird, cheesy smiles, but we're going to do all of them. But I, you know what? I'm okay with it. I'm ready for it. I've mentally prepared for this.
First of all, good for you. This comes on strong. This is ambushed. And the next thing you know, it's you're less than 48 hours away. You're already on the clock, and you had to get your attitude right. I'm proud of you, buddy.
I need to go get a haircut tonight somehow, some way. Despite some weird hour-long training we're doing with a lawyer after this.
Oh, don't get me started on that.
Something is weird.
Well, it's probably going to be
looking like 90 minutes just from the vestibule.
Yeah, nobody's
outside.
Back. There are two times today. There's 10 and 2, and we're on between 10 and 2, so we have to go down to the 2 o'clock. Nobody from 10 is back yet. It's 11:24. What I guarantee happened is they had a session like we had last year where there's a questioner.
AJ.
Where there's a guy.
It's AJ.
Listen, I'm not going to name anybody's
name. I'll
name
him. It's AJ.
So he had,
Sacramento.
Yeah, he had questions about things that he used to do that only affected him. I don't need anybody
AJ.
To ask any questions.
His name's
that
AJ.
Only affect you.
He's a nice guy. He's our friend. We like him. I talk to him a lot. I've been talking about his commute up and back from Baltimore. He's a good dude. He asks a million questions.
Please don't
do that.
Please be silent. Let the professional come and do what they're supposed to do. Their office hours. Their extra times you can ask questions that only affect you. Please never ask those in a group setting. Be silent and let the person do their job.
I'll bet you there's going to be a picture where, like, I am laying stomach down on the ground, like, elbows on the ground, propping up my head with, like, my palms under my chin.
She will be doing that, and you will be either beside her or kind of on top.
On top of her?
Not like...
What kind of pictures
wrong.
Are you going to take there, Dar?
No. Yeah. What I'm saying is, like...
These are boudoir photos?
No wonder why Dar didn't
she'll
do
be,
this.
It's tough to do this on radio, but she will be laying flat facing the camera. You will be on your side with, like, your arm around her.
Okay.
That's, like, one of the big photos.
Dar's making adult-like motions. I don't know what he's talking about in that studio. They do things differently in there.
Sounds like Dar's photo shoot was a little different than
what
ours.
I'm saying, Grant
the photo
Harrison
shoot
Paulson.
That didn't happen that should have happened.
Was there body paint involved?
What I'm saying.
Body sushi.
Okay.
That's a great bit. What I'm saying is that it's going to be so awkward, at least at first. Because she's going to tell you, the photographer, I don't know if it's a lady or
it's a man.
Or a dude. It's a dude. He's going to tell you to act naturally. This is the most unnatural thing in the world. This is completely unnatural. We are doing things that we would never do. And so what eventually will happen is he's going to try to get you guys to kind of like interact and have like casual shots. He'll be far away, but like zoomed in. So you guys are like talking to each other. You'll say something to make her laugh. Boom. That gets captured. That's in the wedding photo album or the engagement photo album.
I'm picking up everything you're putting down. I'm also enjoying Wookiee of the Year on Twitter saying Chris Russell should be in the middle of the background trudging toward Ashburn. It would be perfect. If I could get Allison to sign off on Chris Russell being in our engagement photos, but just like in the background.
You just imagine.
I think it's the funniest thing
happen.
In the world.
Russell with 7 credentials around his neck carrying a bag that's overflowing.
I'm picturing
he has
Russell.
To have the credentials or else it's all ruined.
Russell way off in the distance and he's kind of turned toward me like a Bigfoot type thing. But, like, we're in a field, and then he's 200 yards behind us.
And, like, there's quick snap motion photos. So you can see his strides away and then, like, one look over his shoulder.
That would be incredible.
I know we got to jump. I have a little bit of Nationals news I'm going to share with you guys.
All right, we'll pass that along. Next, let's find out. We'll give you our Redskin that has the most on the line this week. We'll get your calls. A few of you are lining up. 800-636-1067. And if you've got a story about your engagement photos you'd like to pass along, we could take that as well. We will multitask next on G&D.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.